Songwriter Rod Temperton reflects on his first experience with writing for Michael.
Well, back in 1979, I was working in New York on an album for Heatwave with Phil Ramone. And one night, Quincy called the studio and asked me if I could write something for Michael Jackson. He was going to do Michael's first solo album. So I said, okay, I'll do my best to do one song. Because we were working in the studio from 10 in the morning till 3 or 4 the following morning. So in the end, I wrote 3 songs in order for Michael and Quincy to choose one song to go on the album. And they booked the studio in Los Angeles at the weekends when I wasn't working. And I flew in over the weekends to cut the tracks. And at that point, I still hadn't met Michael. Michael didn't come to the studio then. And the following week, I came back again, the following weekend, to do the vocals with Michael. We did all the backgrounds on all 3 tracks on the Saturday afternoon. And then on the Sunday afternoon, we did all the 3 lead vocal tracks. And Michael was amazing because he stayed up the whole of that Saturday night to learn the lyrics off so that he wouldn't have to read them off the paper. It's quite interesting. I do remember the very first session for Off the Wall that I did. That this was on the Saturday that they flew me in from New York on this Saturday afternoon. And Quincy had said to me on the phone a couple of days before, asked me what kind of musicians I needed to record the tracks. So I said, well, 2 guitar players and a keyboard player, drums, bass. And I arrived that afternoon, came from the airport directly to the studio. Quincy met me at the door, basically took me in the main studio room where all the musicians were getting ready to play, and said, "Here's Rod, hit it." Now, this was really my first session outside my own band, because I'd been playing music and been in Heatwave for 3 or 4 years. And so I was very used to that kind of a situation and dealing with pickup musicians in the studio making those albums maybe, but not with a situation where I was, just walking in cold and meeting a whole bunch of people I never knew and all very famous names in the business. And, I particularly remember when the first horn date of that album, and Jerry Hay came in with all the horn players. And I felt really inadequate, walking in and with my little notes of what I wanted them to do. But it was one of those things where you're in a situation where you're put in the room there and everybody's looking at you, and it's either you say something or get out of there.
Right.
And fortunately, I opened my mouth and said something. So, it all worked out nicely, and we came away with an exciting album. And I said to Quincy at the end of the session, "Well, which song do you choose do you want for the record?" And he said, "Well, we want all 3. Rock With You, the title track, Off the Wall, and a song called Burn This Disco Out. I knew that I could tell from Michael that the melodies he would sing on up-tempo songs, he was very rhythmically driven. And so I tried to write melodies that were short notes and had a lot of short notes to give him some staccato rhythmic things he could do. I think the Off the Wall title song gives you the best example. That kind of melody, rather than really long note, long line melodies. The other thing I knew from his previous records is that he loved harmony work. And with, that's really the side of me that I would have brought from Heatwave, because Heatwave was a very harmonically driven group. And so I kind of mixed the harmony segments of my music with this new idea of the shorter note melodies for Michael, and came up with Off the Wall and Burn This Disco Out.